So maybe we'll be able to get out Basil Bomb, burn some irreplaceable fossil fuel, and have a good old time as we relax. I mean, we're under a lot of pressure here in the nation's capital. Got the whole world looking at us, evaluating, homogenizing. I mean, the murder capital of the United States. Picky, picky, picky. We're under a lot of pressure here. I mean, Washington is truly the center of the world, the most powerful government anywhere. And with that, there comes some downsides. You know, you don't think of the White House as anything else but the president's house. You realize there's a tremendous staff of people that work at the White House every day that come and go? That's why they got all them gates and all them guards in there. Secret Service Uniform Division. Checking badges. Dealing with complex things that could result in whole nations being overturned. Talking about the scroach and the croach and the serbs and the worms and all that stuff. Whether or not to send the arms, whether or not to send the aid, the food, the packages. Well, at the end of a long day, this one White House staffer walked into a Capitol Hill bar to meet his girlfriend. He was already half hour late. And when he got there, she was sitting at the bar drinking a beer, and he leaned over and said, "Hi, honey, how you been?" And as he leaned over to kiss her, she went, "Your breath stinks. The hell you been eating?" He said, "I haven't had a bite to eat all day long. But if you'd kissed as many politicians, tuckers as I have, your breath would stink, too."
The Grease Man, DC 101.